Welcome to Accessible Computer Podcast. Agent Amazon here, and today I'm going to start a new season of my podcast. And I'll start this new season because I'm looking to publish for a while now only episodes related with WordPress. I'd like to teach you how to install a WordPress blog, how to manage a WordPress blog, and how to do all sorts of tasks under WordPress CMS just to be independent when it's about publishing or managing your website. All right, so WordPress is a CMS, a content management system. It is open source, so you do not need to pay anything for WordPress. But before starting, I'd like to clarify one aspect. WordPress is available in two ways, or as a subdomain on WordPress.com. That means you'll have a subdomain and your blog will be hosted by WordPress.com free of charge. And your URL, your website will be something like http://, the name of the blog, .wordpress.com. So this is the free version. This kind of WordPress have some advantages, but also some disadvantages. Advantages because, of course, it's free of charge. You have a certain amount of space available on a WordPress.com service. You have everything there only to start the wizard and to set up your blog as you like. Disadvantages, you have some limitations in terms of adding media to your blog, in terms of uploading files to your blog. Also, you cannot use third-party plugins, so you'll be limited to use only the plugins which are agreed by WordPress.com. And also, you'll have to maintain on your blog ads which are promoted by WordPress.com, because this is the way how they run the business free of charge for you. But what I'm tending to do is to show you how to manage a self-hosted blog. That means you have to buy a domain name and you have to have hosting. Usually you can buy both of those from the same provider. So where you buy hosting, you can buy also a domain. Other way, you have to be careful with a detail related with the domain name. Name servers. The domain name have attached a domain name server. So that means when you buy a name like yourname.com or yourname.co.uk or businessname.co.uk, that domain must have a name server attached. Other way, the browser, any computer will don't know where to take you over when somebody will type that URL or will click on that URL. So for this reason, the name server is very important to be accurate and to be linked with the server where your website will be hosted. Mainly, if you buy the domain and the hosting from the same provider, they already have the name server set it up correctly for you, and that is an advantage. And also, another advantage is it is very possible for the first year to pay nothing for the domain. So practically you pay only the hosting for the first year, and then only from the second year of the hosting you have to pay the domain too. Depends what kind of offers you have, you find out on the internet. But as I said, are many offers there. I have nothing to direct you into a direction or others. I can mention three or four big names in terms of hosting: Hostgator, Hostmonster, GoDaddy, Bluehosting, and also WordPress.com. If you buy a domain through WordPress.com and you buy a premium account, it's a different thing. It's like a self-hosted website. Okay, I have my own hosting here in UK. It's based in to a data center in Manchester. The company where I have the hosting is called Unlimited Web Hosting, and they offer for £36 per year unlimited hosting, which is absolutely great. And you can host as many domains you want. You can use as much space or traffic you like. is a good price, and they are very good in terms of technical support. Because we are talking about technical support, this is a very, very important aspect of your hosting account. So be sure the company what you go with will have 24-hour support 7 days per week. Other way, if they have no staff over the night time or over the weekends or bank holidays, you'll be in this situation. For example, your website to be shut down for various reasons, and nobody will be there to give you a hand to put all the things right. Of course, some of the things, if you know what to do under your cPanel, you can do. But if it's a problem which cannot be sorted out from the cPanel, or even you have no access to cPanel, that means you have to go to the provider website and there to raise a ticket and to describe the problem. If nobody is there for 2 or 3 days, your website will be down, and this is a very serious issue in case your website is a business or even a personal website. If you have a good traffic and you have to build up a brand or a reputation to have for 3 days a website down just because you had no technical support from your hosting provider is a real issue. Okay, so this is what I want to say about WordPress, two kinds of WordPress. I'm talking about self-hosted WordPress. Then I'll buy a domain, blindblogger.uk. And once the domain will be purchased, I'll go to my cPanel under my hosting account, because I have already hosting account purchased with other occasion. I'll add the new domain to my hosting. Then I'll create an email address under the new purchased domain name. Then I will install WordPress on this new domain, and I'll show you the domain is there, the WordPress is there, up and running, with the default sample page, with the default article, and I will have access to the website dashboard. This is what I'll try to demonstrate now. I will use a Windows machine with JAWS 16 and Windows 10, and the browser will be Internet Explorer 11. I'm hitting now Windows R to open run.
Windows R, run dialog. Type the name www, period.
And I'll type the unlimited.
UNLIMITEDWEHOSTING.
Unlimited web hosting.
Unlimited web hosting, period.
co.uk. Why this provider? Because if I'll buy a domain from my provider, they will set up the name servers for my domain straight away. Blind blogger.
BLINDBLOGGER. Blind blogger, period.
.uk.
UK. Enter search button. Edit blindblogger.org. Search button available. Blank. Blank. Congratulations. Blindblogger.org is available. Blank. £4.99 GBP. Blank. Congratulations. Blindblogger.org is available. Blank. £4.99 GBP. Add the cart button.
Okay, so I'll buy this one. Blind blogger UK.
Enter.
Enter.
Blank. Hot. .co.org. Services heading level 4, domain checker heading level 1, search button, checkout button.
I'm going
space
to check out.
Shopping cart unlimited web hosting UK LTD. Shopping cart unlimited web hosting UK LTD. One reason link view cart. Blank. Please review your domain name selections and any add-ins that are available for them.
Okay, so I have to review my domain name.
Blank. Blindblogger.org. Registration period. Blindblogger.org. Space. BLINDBLOGGER. Period. UK. Registration period. 1 year / S. Hosting. Blank.
So registration cycle is for 1 year.
Link no hosting. Click to add.
No hosting, click to add, but I have hosting.
Legal type. Combo box individual. Legal type. Combo. Blank. UK limited company. Blank. UK public limited company. Blank. UK partnership. Blank. UK limited liability partnership. Blank. Sole trader.
Okay, so I have to
blank,
select
UK statute,
here.
Blank. Blank. UK school. Blank. UK industrial / provident. Blank. Other foreign organizations. Blank. Foreign organization. Blank. UK entity other. Blank. UK registered charity. Blank. Sole trader.
Sole trader. I'll choose.
Tab. Company ID number. Edit. Tab. Registered name. Edit.
Register name.
A-C-C-E-S-A-I-B-L-E. Accessible. C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R. Computer. App. Name servers. Checkbox not checked.
Name
service. Space.
Okay. It's exactly what I was talking about earlier on.
Voice opt-out. Name servers. Checkbox checked. Name servers. Blank. If you want to use custom name servers, then enter them below. By default, new domains will use our name servers for hosting on our network. Blank. Name server 1. Edit ns0.unlimited.net. Name server 2. Edit ns1.unlimited.net.
Name server. Okay, so the name servers are okay.
Continue button.
Continue.
Enter. Shopping cart unlimited web hosting UK LTD. One region. Date settings and third list of 5 items. Shopping cart heading level 1. Heading level 1 review and checkout. Visited link view cart. Product / options. Price / cycle. Domain registration. Visited link edit. WinPower.org. £4.99 GDP. 1 year button menu expanded.
Here I can select a longer cycle. I'll leave 1 year at the moment.
App panel start. Edit enter promo code if you add one. Heading level 2 order summary. Subtotal £4.99. Flat 20.00%. Total £5.99 GDP. Blank. £5.99 visit link checkout. Blank. Visit link checkout. Enter. Checkout visit link. Unlimited web hosting UK limited link traffic. One region. Seven headings. List of 5 items. Shopping cart heading level 1. Heading level 1 checkout. Heading. Visit link view cart. Blank. Please enter your personal details and billing information to checkout.
Okay. Billing information.
Blank. Domain registered information. Blank. You may specify alternative registered contact details for the domain registration as in your order when placing an order on behalf of another person or entity. If you do not require this, you can skip this section. Blank. Combo box use default contact details above. Payment okay. Details. Total due today £5.99. Blank. Your available credit balance is £12.32 GBP.
Okay.
Blank. Radio button check apply £5.99 GBP from my credit balance to this order. No further payment will be due.
All right. So I had some credit left under my account.
Apply £5.99 GBP from my credit balance to this order. No further payment will be due. Radio button not check. Do not apply any credit from my credit balance. Do not apply any credit. Blank. Additional notes. You can enter any additional blank. I have read and agree to the terms of service. Checkbox not checked.
Okay. I have read.
Space. I have read and agree to the terms. I have read and agree to the link terms of service. Blank. Complete order button.
Complete order.
Enter.
Now I have to double check.
Shopping cart heading level 1. Heading level 1 checkout.
If the checkout process was okay.
Domain. Visit link view cart. Blank. Please enter your personal details and billing information to check. Blank. Please correct the following errors before continuing. Blank. List of 1 items. Bulletin must accept our terms of service.
All right. So that accepting the terms of service.
Listen.
Checkbox was not hit.
I have read and agree to the terms of service checkbox not checked. Space. I have read and agree to the terms of service checkbox not checked.
All right. So it is a problem here, but I'll press control space bar.
Control space checked.
Okay.
Complete order button.
Complete
enter.
Order.
Copyright 2018 Unlimited Web Hosting UK Limited. All rights reserved. 1 region. 7 heading. Categories heading level 3. And thank you, blank. Your order number is blank. Thank you for your order. You will receive a confirmation email shortly. Blank. Your order number is 5780426377.
All right. So thank you for your order. The order now is okay. I can leave the website. Now I have the domain blindblogger.uk. And now I have to add the domain on my hosting account. My hosting account have a main domain, which is accessiblecomputer.co.uk, and I have to go into cPanel. cPanel or control panel, it is the area where I can manage all the aspects and details of my hosting account. It's different than the website admin. The administration area for my website is a different stuff. So do not make any confusion between admin area for a website and cPanel, which is the administration area for the hosting resources and details. So I'm going now accessiblecomputer.co.uk/cPanel.
/cPanel, enter, blank page, internet explorer, new tab page, accessiblecomputer.co.uk.
Alright.
cPanel login, username, enter username, space.
Here I have a username for my hosting account. I'll hide this username.
New tab page, password edit required, star.
Here is the password for my cPanel.
Star, tab, login button, enter, login button available, login successful, redirecting.
And now here I can manage all sorts of aspects.
Login successful, redirecting.
Of my
cPanel main edit find functions quickly by typing here.
I need to go to add domain. I'll hit insert F7 to make a links list.
Links list dialog. Links A. Add slash index.
Okay.
Add domains.
Add domains.
Enter. Add domains. Visit link.
This is the
cPanel
place
domain. New domain name edit.
Where I have to be.
Space.
New domain. Edit. I'll type here blind blogger.
BLINDBLOGGER. Blindblogger. Period.
.uk.
UK. Tab, subdomain edit, blindblogger.
Subdomain will be blindblogger.
Tab, document root slash edit, blindblogger.org.
Subdomain root, I'll leave as it is.
Tab, create an FTP account associated with this added domain, checkbox not checked.
Create an FTP account. If, for example, if you have multiple managers for your hosting account and you have multiple websites hosted under the same account, you can create a FTP account for each website, for each administrator, just to not mess out the work of one to each other. It's not the case here. I'm the only one who works with this hosting.
Add domain button.
Add domain button.
Space.
And now I have to check the result.
Blank. Heading level 2 modify added domain. Edit search. cPanel added domains. Navigation region. One region.
Okay,
one heading. Link
on the top.
Heading level 1 added domain. The added domain blindblogger.org has been created. If you would like to manage the files for this domain, you can do so here. Link file manager. Visit link.
Okay.
No back list of free items. Link home. Link trademarks. Link dot. Link trademarks. Link home.
Was added. you heard Joe's reporting the blindblogger.uk domain was added. I can manage the files now, but I'll go back to home.
Link. See panel main.
And
see panel
now
main. Complimentary information end.
I have to make two things. I have to create an email address, which will be under the blindblogger.uk website. It is good because in that way I can manage separately every website, and also looks much professional when you have an email address which is not gmail.com or hotmail.com but is under your own domain. So I'll create an email address, contact@blindblogger.uk. I'm going to email accounts.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Email accounts. Enter. Email accounts visited link. Cpanel email accounts. Cpanel email accounts. One region. Six settings. Tab. Documentation link. Email edit. Enter an account name. Space. Email edit required.
Email. So here I have to type only the bits which are before at character. So it is contact.
C-O-N-T-A-C-T. Contact. Tab. Accessible computer.co.edit.
And here the domain is accessiblecomputer.co.uk. I'll arrow down to blindblogger.uk. Now I'll double check. I'll go to the top.
Cpanel email accounts. Email edit contact.
Contact. Press E again to go to the next edit field. It's still not correct. So I'll type here.
B-L-I-N-E-B-L-O-G-G-E-R. Blindblogger period. U-K.
Blindblogger.uk.
Shift tab. Email edit required. Contact. Tab. Blindblogger.edit.
All right, so now it's okay. I've typed into the second edit field blindblogger.uk. Also, there is a drop-down list where you can see all your domains and you can choose the right domain under you wish to create the new email address. For some reason, JAWS is not handling correctly that drop-down list, so I prefer to type it manually.
Password required.
Password.
Start.
So this will be the password
Start.
For space. The new email.
Start. Start space. Start. Tab. Password again. Password edit required. Start. 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 Radio button checked.
And now here's a radio
PC.
Button.
Mailbox quota. Radio button checked. Edit 250.
Default is 250 megabytes.
MB. Radio button not checked. Unlimited. Unlimited.
And the second radio button is unlimited.
Create account button. Unlimited. Radio button not checked. Unlimited. Space. Unlimited radio button checked.
I prefer unlimited. Probably will be a very busy inbox.
Tab. Create account button.
Create.
Enter. Create account button available.
Create account button. Now the email is created. I'm waiting for the confirmation.
Success. Account contact at blindblogger.com created. Send welcome email with mail client configuration instructions. Checkbox checked.
Okay, so you have here success.
Success. Account contact at blindblogger.com created.
Account email contact at blindblogger.uk created.
Send welcome email with mail client configuration instructions. Checkbox checked.
I can tick this tick box here and I'll receive the email configuration manual instruction, you know, instruction for adding the account under Outlook or any other email client. But now is the main point to install actually the WordPress, the self-hosted WordPress. And for this step, I have to go in cPanel and to choose here an area where is installed on my hosting account a software which is able to install all sorts of CMS platforms, and in this long list is WordPress as well. I'll hit insert of 7 to create again a
links list dialog, links list page, home.
A links list.
Enter.
I'm going to home.
Home visited link. Cpanel main. Email accounts visited link.
I have to find software, Softaculous. So this is Softaculous, is the software which is able to install automatically WordPress on your new purchase domain, as is my case. So I'll...
Softaculous app installer. Softaculous/index.lib. Enter.
I'll go here.
Softaculous/index.lib visited link.
And
Softaculous
here...
powered by Softaculous. Link graphic images slash header 160. Link PHP. Link JavaScript. Link Perl. Link classes, link graphic images, link softaculous/index.lib, link tactulous powered by softaculous, link graphic images slash header, link PHP, link JavaScript, link Perl, link classes, link graphic images slash go panel white, link softaculous/index.lib.
I'm just arrowing down.
Link softaculous/index.lib.
To give you a taste.
Link softaculous/index.lib.
Of what is it here? But I'll hit again insert of 7.
Link list dialog. Link list W. Wikis.
And I'll hit W from WordPress.
W. WordPress is a state-of-the-art publishing platform with a focus on aesthetics. Web standard. Install.
Install. So you heard WordPress and then?
WordPress is a state-of-the-art publishing platform with a focus on aesthetics, web standards, and usability.
So this is a short description of what WordPress is capable of. And if I arrow down,
install.
I have
Enter.
Install.
New tab page. Install. Visit link on mouse over.
Now I'm going to
Softabulous WordPress 83 links. WordPress graphics left there in 4.77. Softabulous link graphic images slash header link PHP link JavaScript. No headings. Welcome to Amazon.
Unfortunately, are no headings available here. But if you hit letter N, you can jump to the block of the content which is on the middle.
WordPress.
So I'm installing WordPress.
Graphic 4.77 out of 5. Graphic 4.7. Graphic 4.7. Graphic 4.7. Graphic 4.7. Version 4.9.5.
It's telling me what version is.
Link graphic notifies Softabulous of a new version. Release date 04042018. Link install.
Okay.
Link overview.
So install link overview, features,
link
screenshots, link demo.
Link ratings.
Ratings, reviews.
Link import.
Import.
Blank. Quick install button. Software setup. Separator. Blank. Choose protocol. If your site has SSL, please choose the HTTPS protocol.
Here is a combo box.
Combo box HTTPS slash slash.
You have to be sure if you have no SSL certificate on your website. You can use simply HTTP.
Blank. Accessiblecomputer.com.
Accessible computer. No, I'll choose from here.
blindblogger.uk.
Okay, this is the one.
Tab, the directory, edit, WP.
Directory. Here is a good point, and don't forget to do this change here. Either way, you'll be in lots of frustration, probably, at least in the very beginning, because WordPress is trying to create a directory under your public HTML folder where all the website's roots are. So in order to avoid this problem, remove this WP here. So leave this field empty. You can change, for example, if you want to install with Softaculous or WordPress in a particular folder and just to have a play for a while, you can put the name of the directory where you want to leave to allow Softaculous to install the new WordPress, and we'll be done.
Shift tab, the directory edit. Tab, site name edit, my blog.
Site name here
N.
is the name of
G-O-L-B space Y M space space space
my website, so I'll type here blind blogger.
B-L-I-N-D blind B-L-O-G-G-E-R.
This name will appear on the title of the homepage.
Blogger tab, site description edit, my WordPress blog.
Site description, this is a kind of kind of slogan which will be also under the title of the website. I'll type here WordPress for blind.
W O R D P R E S S WordPress F O R 4 B L I N D blind tab enable multi-site WPMU checkbox not checked.
Enable multi-site, so you can manage multiple sites from the from a single control panel. Is not the case. I'll not check this box here.
Admin username, edit, admin.
Admin username. I strongly recommend
space.
To not leave
N.
admin
space,
as
space,
its
space,
name.
Space. A-D-R-I-A-N. Admin password, edit, pass.
And of course,
N.
not
S.
the password.
Space.
Do not leave the password pass, or do not use 12345. Unfortunately, the password will appear here in clear, so I'll cut off the password.
Tab, generate a random password link.
And also here is a link where you can generate a random password, which will be strong enough.
Tab, admin email, edit, admin, link, blogger, dot.
Here is the admin email, is the main email which will be attached to your new blog, and all the contacts and all the comments and all the activity what is done under your new blog will send emails to this email address. So
space. N. space.
It's not mandatory to
space.
Put an email address which is under your domain. You can use a Gmail if you want, but I'll put the new created address.
C-O-N-T-A-C-T
at
contact at B-L-I-N-D
blind
B-L-O-G-G-E-R blind blogger period UK app select language combo box English
select language is English
limit login attempts loginizer checkbox not checked.
Loginizer is a plugin which limits the login attempts to 3 and then ask the user to wait for 30 minutes to have another try. I'll not install this plugin.
Tab, search combo box, added.
You can install it if you want. And here is search if you want to install a theme.
Tab, select link.
Here are 3 different themes which are
virtual PC, link select, link select, link void 0,
proposals,
link select, link select, link select, positive on mouse over, right on mouse over, right on mouse over.
Righty.
Refresh. Righty on mouse over. Right on mouse over.
Right.
Positive on mouse over.
Positive.
Link select. Link select. Link select. Link void 0.
Unfortunately, here are 3 different select links. So keep in mind is the order of the themes as they are read here.
Link select. Positive mouse over. Right mouse over. Right mouse over. Refresh. Install button.
Okay, and I'll hit here. Install button.
Enter.
Now I'm waiting for the confirmation.
WordPress has been successfully installed at link http://www.linkpower.org.
Okay, so here is the address of my new blog, and the admin area for my new blog is
administrative URL. link http://www.linkpower.org/wp-admin/. Administrative link http://www.linkpower.org/wp-admin/.
So is my domain name followed by /wp. So the abbreviation from WordPress, -admin/. So I'll press enter here.
Enter.
And will take me straight to
my
administration area.
Dashboard line bottom WordPress tab group 2.
So I'm on the dashboard.
Main menu navigation region. Same page link skip to main content. Same page link skip to toolbar. List of 11 items. Link dashboard.
Dashboard.
List of 2 items nesting link home. Link updates.
Home updates.
List of nesting level 1 link has pop-up posts. List of 4 items. Link all posts.
Old posts.
Link add new. Link categories.
Add new
link
tag. Categories.
List of nesting level 1. Link has pop-up media.
Media. So the site is installed. I'll close completely now.
Alt F4. Internet Explorer dialog. Do you want to close all tabs or just the current tab? Close all tabs button. Alt space.
Tabs.
Audacity. Track 1.
Okay. And now I hit again Windows R to go and run.
www.b.
Blind.
LINDBLOGGER.
Blogger.
Blindpower.uk.
And here I'll hit enter.
Enter. www.blindpower.org. Desktop. Folder view list view. Audacity. Internet Explorer. Blindpower and WordPress for blind tutorials. New tab page. www.blindpower.org/numberlink. Blindpower.org. www.blindpower.org/numberlink. RSS feeds. 15 regions. 8 settings. Same page link. Skip to content. Same page link number mob menu. Search region. Search for. Edit search dot 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 button. Search region end. Banner. Visit heading level 1 link Blindpower. Heading level 2 WordPress for blind tutorials. Navigation region. Navigation region. Heading level 2 WordPress for blind tutorials.
Yeah.
Navigation region. Link sample page.
Is a sample page.
List end. Navigation region end. Navigation region end. Banner end. Main region. Article. Heading level 2 link hello world. Link April 23rd, 2018.
Okay. So all the website is done now.
Link www.linkpower.org/number.
What I have to do now is to customize the blog, but the blog is installed. The sample page is installed. The sample article is also installed. The blog is up and running. I have now to start the real work. Practically, to buy a domain, to install a WordPress site, it is a 15-minute job, probably like that. Probably will take longer for a screen reader user, but it's not a complicated thing at all. So just follow these steps, and if you encounter any problem, just give me a shout or write on the comments or follow blindblogger.uk, because I will post everything about blogging for blind people over there on the new setup blog, blindblogger.uk. All right. In the meantime, if you want to contact me on Twitter, the ID is accessible, capital A, compu, capital C. So C, capital O, M, P, U. Accessible compu, one word, capital A, capital C. Yeah, quite complicated, but that's it. And also on Skype, you can ring me or chat with me, accessible.computer. This is the ID. By phone, I'm answering to 077-88-24-11-25. God bless you and keep in touch.